Hey, what's going on? It's Cash.
I'm Kira.
And it's time for His and Her Take back again with another episode. And listen, this one, we have a steamy conversation that we're going to get into. This one is going to be real good.
Mm-hmm. This one features Amber Rose. And she's in an interview with Tyrese and Rev Run. And she's talking about no means no, you know. And they're sharing their perspective on why no can be confused. Well, the men are sharing their perspective on why no can be confused based on how the woman is dressed, and Amber is saying it doesn't matter how I look, if I say no, that's the answer. And so let's just get into the clip and then we can come back to this.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. If you see a basketball player and he's known as a basketball player, when you see him, you'll be like, yo, let's go play ball.
That's not the same thing, Tyrese. Y'all know that.
I'm just saying, the comfortability that some people find and wanting to touch or grope you or feel like, yo,
it's just the energy being sent out there
that creates that type of response.
No, it doesn't, because I'm going to tell you why. Mm. If I'm laying down with a man butt naked and his condom is on and I say, you know what? No, I don't want to do this. I changed my mind.
Okay.
That means no.
Right.
That means no. That's it. It doesn't matter how far I take it or what I have on.
No,
when
I wasn't saying.
No, means no.
I wasn't saying. I've heard a quote like, you know, dress how you want to be addressed, and it's just has some validity to that.
Oh, boo! Okay. No, that's not realistic. Stop it.
Okay.
If I want to wear a short skirt or a tank top, and I'm at the club and I'm having fun with my friends and I feel sexy, I'm not DTF. I'm not even looking at you. I don't even want to have sex with you. I didn't come here to have sex. I didn't come here to hook up with nobody. I came out here with my girls, and I just feel pretty. Okay. I'm not asking for nothing.
Okay.
And I'm not mad at y'all, because that's how society raised all of us. I'm a former slut shamer. I've called women hoes a million times.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Got
and
it.
Now I'm not. I'm a former slut shamer, and I have a slut walk, so like I said, society teaches us to be that way. You see a woman that's like dressed provocative and you're just like, she's loose.
All right, so that was the clip.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber Rose pretty much gave her tidbits. And of course, you heard Tyrese chime in there as well as Rev Run. So, I think when we look at this type of situations, there's many different ways that you could approach it. You could start off by saying that, she has a point, Amber Rose has a point. And I think the most important thing is that, you know, we want to let persons out there know that we don't approve of men, touching or groping or putting their hands on a woman, and we can't make it seem that she's inviting something based on the way that she is dressed. And that's basically what Amber Rose was saying. It's like, you know, I could go out in a bathing suit in the club, basically. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that I am asking for you to touch me or to address me in a way that, you know, you want, that makes you feel like I want to have sex with you, or that there has to be some type of sexual episode, or, you know. And so, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, it starts with respect.
Mm-hmm.
As she says, it starts with the system and how men has been raised in society, seeing women as second-class citizens, seeing them as a piece of meat at times, and only wanting them to fulfill their sexual desires or mm-hmm. their sexual escapades and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's really getting to a point where we see women as valuable, we see women as queens, and respecting them as such, mm-hmm. even if they're dressed in quote-unquote a provocative way, or even if they're dressed in a way that kind of alludes to a guy or a gentleman approaching them in a certain way, but mm-hmm. you know, having respect and no in any situation.
Yeah, so I want to come in on the part where Rev Run said, dress how you want to be addressed, or that was the term that you would hear growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that term did not mean that a man should address a woman in a sexual manner.
just because to him she looks like a streetwalker or she looks loose. I think that term was really for a professional setting, and I think that it was used for, I guess, especially when you were like a high school student,
yeah,
or junior high, whatever, you're preparing yourself to go out, go into the college, or for some people who went straight into the working world, you know, you wanted to be taken seriously. You wanted to be the first on your employer's mind, so to speak, when they thought of who would be most suitable for a particular position, yada yada. And so you wanted to dress the part. If I want to be a supervisor, when they think about promotions for supervisors, I want them to see me in their minds. I want them to see me dressed professionally. I want them to remember that I spoke in a particular manner that suited the role, whatever that role may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think that statement lines up.
Yeah, and even when we go back to, you know, what Tyrese said, when he talked about that energy that's being given off from the way a woman dresses, you know, it brings a deeper topic for us to be more considerate of, I guess, what we think we may be feeling from women, because you maybe think she's giving off that type of feeling or that type of emotion. But you may be across the club, you know, you may be across the street and you're seeing this, and in your mind, it's perpetuating this scenario that you see happening in your mind, but it's not actually really happening. And so until you actually have a conversation with a woman, until you actually interact with her, because you might come to find out, hey, she's in a relationship. You know, you might come to find out that, hey, she's going to meet a boyfriend or she's going to meet a husband. But you never took the time to figure that out. All you did was just look at what she was wearing and thought that, oh, she's dressing a little bit sexy or whatever. You know, I'm going to approach her in this particular way. And so, you know, when we look at this whole conversation, the dynamics between men and women, society, and what we have been taught from, you know, young children now to grown men, really has to be taken into consideration.
As he said, sex is an energy. Or he may not have said it in those words, but it is an energy. But I think men have to look at, okay, where is this energy coming from? And you said something that's a good point too, wherein a man may see a woman dressed a particular way, and in his mind, he sees his interaction with her one way. Meanwhile, she doesn't even have him. She doesn't even know he exists.
No.
Okay? And so where's that energy coming from? Right. Okay? Did you see something on social media? You know, you kind of been inundated with all the sexy music videos. Like,
right.
Like, you know, there's a lot of subliminals out there in the media. You know, and it makes it seem as though it's okay for boundaries to be crossed. All right, but in everyday life, I mean, well, let me backtrack. What you see on social media or whatever media platform does not mean that that's something for you to carry out
right.
in your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
in your everyday interaction with human beings, with women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, you have to take charge of whatever energy that is that you feel.
Mm-hmm. You have to. You have to. And you have to remember to be respectful, you know, in all of these different interactions. Aww. And, you know, we have to get back to an age of conversation. You know, we have to get back to an age where we actually take the time to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think the social media age and, you know, sliding into women's DMs and, you know, sending them a direct message on Twitter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of persons just want the microwave option. You know, they just want to, you know, hit it and quit it and be done with it. But, you know, persons don't want to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as well as the stimulation that we have. You know, you talked earlier about about sex selling. You know, you got sex on the billboards. You know, you got sex every time you open up your phone, on Instagram, on Facebook, on all these different platforms.
It's lucrative.
Yeah, it's lucrative. Yeah, it's lucrative. Uh-huh. And men are just inundated. Women are just inundated. And so she may be portraying something that she might have seen, you know, a celebrity wear or something that's hot on the fashion runway. But that energy isn't for you. That's just because she just, you know, feels good that day, or that's just because she wants to put that on.
Yeah.
And like Amber said, you know, sometimes you just want to go to the club and you just want to have a good time with your girls. You know, you just want to hang out and you're not really interested in the guys in the club. You're not really interested on that dude trying to holler at you while you're on your way. Mm-hmm. You know, as TLC said, on the passenger side of his best friend, right? Right. No, they're not interested in that. They just want to go. You know, it's been a long week. You know, they want to have a good time and they want to chill out.
Yeah. And by no means, Cash and I we don't club. We're believers and we have certain morals that we abide by, but everyone can be respected in their own right. We can have a conversation.
All right.
And back to the part where she talked about being on the side of a man with his condom on and you do change your mind, you know, you reserve the right to change your mind. We do agree with that. And you should be respected in that manner. But back to that energy, some people don't know how to practice restraint.
No.
You know, and they can't pull back their energy. And so it creates a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, you gotta really know what your intention is when you get into that kind of situation. And you really need to know the type of person.
Yes.
You are about to go do that with.
Yeah.
I think if that is a one-night stand, and of course you don't know him or her from Adam or whatever, that could make for a very dangerous combination.
Yeah. It could be very problematic.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to just encourage our women out there, you know, this time of COVID, you know, while things are quiet and even though some states are opening back up, you know, this may be a good time for some self-defense classes. This may be a good time to learn some techniques to safeguard yourself when things do open up. You know, there's been a lot of men, they've been locked down for a long time and stuff like that. And, you know, some guys are just up to no good. And so it's very good to get, you know, some mace, you know, get some of the...
Get a taser.
You know, and when you go out traveling in packs and travel with your girls and make sure that, you know, you're not alone traveling and, you know, do all the safety protocols that you need to get done. And as we continue to, you know, go through this conversation, it's just so important that we continue that narrative of being able to change the way that young boys, young men see women, see girls and females.
Yeah, I think... somewhere in Africa, I don't remember the name of the organization. This was a while back. I watched this. The rate of rape was very high in this particular community. And this organization took in a lot of the boys from that village, what have you. And they just began to retrain their mind. Actually, I don't think it was the boys. I think they took the girls and they began to train them in self-defense. And teach them and teach the guys, the young boys, how to respect the girls, you know. I wish I could remember it, but I'm sure if you look it up, you probably can find it somewhere on YouTube. And as a result of that, they saw a change. They saw those numbers dropping, you know. And I think we have to be responsible in the narrative that is put out in or on social media so that people are not inundated with sex from morning to night. Even though, yes, we know that it sells. But I think it needs to be, that energy needs to be harnessed in the right manner. As simple as looking for a dance video to just have some fun with our son, you couldn't just come across a simple video with young boys just grooving, just vibing to a song just to, you know, just for fun. The only videos that I guess that I don't know if it has something to do with Seth and Cash algorithms and all that stuff, just sexy women and little girls popping up with the crop tops and little skirts, or the videos with the little girls who can move as good as the big women. No, those are the types of videos that are popping up. There's hardly any real sensory. I mean, I guess they'll say, well, go to YouTube Kids or something, but I don't think YouTube Kids has those videos. I don't know.
No, they don't.
Anyhow, you know, and so there's a lot that's just on full blast. And we can easily say, yeah, some of it needs to be pulled back, but we know that's not going to happen. You know, so again, this whole energy, as Tyrese said, is just out there, and people need to handle it responsibly.
All right. Now, as we get ready to wrap up, is there any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience?
Well, I'll read this little tip I got from this page called From the Inside Out School of Etiquette LLC. It's just something for you to chew on because it can lend to more discussion. I'll just read it and you think about it and you discuss with your folks, okay? So it says, a lady never leaves her home exposing cleavage wearing short dresses or skirts. A lady takes the opportunity to groom herself before leaving home with the understanding that her appearance communicates. It is not fair for people to judge others. However, it is reality. Therefore, leave home clean and neat, if at all possible. The same sentiment applies to all others. Our appearance communicates. It's considered nonverbal communication. We should always be concerned about our appearance.
All right, that's an awesome way to end the conversation.
It certainly doesn't end here.
Make sure to check us out on YouTube at His and Her Take. Comment, leave us a comment below, and you can send us an email at Kesh, A&Kira, K-E-R-A, at gmail.com, and comment, send us some feedback from the show, and send your input, and we'll read it on the next show as we get ready for another wonderful topic. Now, for His and Her Take, I'm Kesh.
And I'm Kira.
I'll see you on the next one.
Bye.